Hi, this is Pam Raglan, and I want to welcome you to a unique series of calls called AskPamRaglan.com. This is a unique blend of my own intuition, my deep knowledge about human behavior, and the information and measures that I've been doing since 2003 that have led me to a lot of innovative discoveries about the law of attraction and personal development. What I'm doing with clients and individuals like yourself is I'm answering your questions about not just general stuff, but what's really in your way. What's the number one biggest, deepest thing that's in your way that may otherwise take you decades or your entire lifetime to identify, but I can uncover usually for people in just a matter of minutes, so that then you can have some choices about what you want to do moving forward in your life so you can get rid of what's actually in your way. And I'll give you various options on that, including the option of thought shifting, which is what I do for people to help you clear dramatic chunks of past baggage and negativity from your life, or even quantum thought shifting, which gets rid of the whole entire thing and does a lot of other things too, like rebalancing your body and just a ton of other stuff that helps with things like addictions, ADD, eating disorders, obsessive compulsive disorder, or what some people call OCD, and on and on and on. So I want to invite you to listen in on these series of calls, and I would love to hear from you if you'd like to ask your own question. You can go to www.askpamraglan.com. That's www and the word ask, A-S-K, and then my name, Pam Ragland, PamRaglan.com. So listen in now as I start the call, and you can be like a fly on the wall listening to me working with people, and throughout this process you'll learn a lot more about what gets in our way and what you can do about it. Thanks for joining me.
Yep. Okay, good. Okay, got them both going. Just had to make sure. Sometimes I forget or I leave it on all night or some weird things happen. Okay, guys, yes. I'm not sure who JS is, but yes, we can see you in the Ustream. You guys can chat with each other if you want. I don't really moderate that. But if I am asking questions and you know, like you're on the call, if it's your question that I'm answering or things like that, or I might make a public call at a certain point, if people want to ask me a question, then you can type it in. I ask that, you know, if it's just like a clarification point, I ask that all the main questions come through the main way, because I actually have like a little process for how I categorize those and keep track of them and all that good stuff. Okay. So I'm going to start out. I kind of always start out with the same thing every time, but it's never the same thing, if that makes sense. But I start out just explaining a little bit about who I am, what I do, why what I do is different than what other people are doing, which is a question that people always have. And then I will get into answering your questions. So basically this is kind of the format. I'll give you that little intro part of it. Just enough to help you guys really understand. And I'm actually going to write a book about that. I think that is my next book that's coming up. So some of you at that point, you know, I may say at a certain point, I kind of like to get away from saying the same thing over and over. But anyway, right now I have to because it's sort of a level setting thing. But at a certain point, it'd be great if everyone has read the book and I don't have to do that or listen to the homework thing or whatever it is. So I'll give you that, and then I'm going to go through the questions that you guys asked me, and I'm going to answer some of your questions. And then we are going to have a topic where I usually let what I call my pals, which is kind of where I get guidance from. That's just my name I call it, Pam's Pals, just kind of a cute little thing, acronym. I usually get some of that divine guidance, and I'm going to pass it on to you. Tonight, I know the topic is about Egypt and what's happening over in Egypt, so I'm going to shed some light on that and how that affects really all of us. And then at the end, I do the healing. So if you're still on the line, it will be more powerful. You can still receive it. You didn't used to be this way, but now, as I get more and more powerful, you can still receive it even if you're listening to the recording or to the video, but it is more powerful if you're on live with me. So that is the scoop. That's kind of the way that it goes. So in that, there's only a couple times when I will actually take questions, because I think for today's call I got like 1,500 questions. So, and that didn't even go out to the entire list, because that was sort of an oversight on my assistant's part. I'm kind of training her to do this, and so because I'm getting some new more questions, obviously I'm not going to be able to answer everybody's question. So what I do is I kind of go through and I pick and choose the questions that this that I feel compelled to answer for you. If you're adding clarification point or anything like that, process for that, how you can clarify whatever you're talking about. If you are wanting to ask me a new question, please go through the Ask Pam Ragland and get recorded in there. And like I said, I have a little process I do for all that. Keep track of it and make sure that you get the information and all that, which I'm getting better at. Okay, so let me get started. I'm Pam Ragland. This is 2011. It's my 11th year. I know this. I'm all ones. So day is a one, and my month, day, and year is a one. Everybody born on my day would be an all one. But anyway, so it has a lot of spiritual significance. So it is interesting that we find ourselves in this year, 2011, that there's a lot of things already going on that are going to really change the planet. And then I went, wow, and it's also my 11th year. How cool is that? So love all that. So I started out, I'm kind of like what I would call the accidental healer, and I'm going to come right out with it and tell you something that took me, I don't know, a few years, till a couple years ago to admit. And that is that I do have a process that technically would be considered healing, but I am not working like what anybody else is doing out there. So I don't like to really put myself in that bucket, but you know, people will say, oh, can I learn from you? Can I do this? Can I do that? Some of it, the answer is yes to some of it, but the answer is no to some other of it. But there is kind of a plan for being able to help more people. So that I sometimes get that question. So when I say I'm the accidental healer, what happened is, for me, I was transforming large companies. And really, I had my own personal transformation because I had gotten cancer. And I was working like a workaholic, and I was working 80 hours a week, and I was traveling 5 days a week. And the cancer really didn't slow me down. I took about 6 weeks off, and I went right back to that same old grindstone. Well, about 4 years later, same company, so now I've been there 6 years, I got pneumonia that wouldn't respond to three different kinds of antibiotics, and I couldn't travel for 3 months. And in that time period, I was like, okay, Pam, get a clue. You are doing something wrong. And that's when I decided I wanted a job where I was going to work 4 days a week instead of 80 hours, that I would travel some, but not all the time. I would make at least as much as I was making before, which was six figures, and I had no idea what I was going to do. So then I ran across this article on coaching, and I became one of the first coaches back in 2000. Now, I had really already been coaching because my job prior to that, my consulting job, was I was transforming organizations. So I would go into, like, Fortune 50, Fortune 100 companies and transform either part or all of their organization. That's a really huge job, and that job happens through people. So what I got really good at was helping people change. So I sat back when I did my business and said, you know, what is it I'm really good at? And I said, oh, what it is helping people change quickly and effortlessly. So all over on my letterhead and all that kind of thing I had, you know, helping you change quickly and effortlessly. Because really that's how I was able to get the companies to change so effortlessly, so quickly, was it was this whole people piece that really a lot of people don't understand. But, you know, any of you that have ever gone through any kind of a change, especially in a company, you know, duh, it's about the people. Because if the people are not on board and the people are resistant to change, it is a matter of you've got the best way to do it, you know, past sliced bread or whatever that's greater than sliced bread, it is not going to happen. So I just really studied people, and I realized certain things about people. So I've been doing this for a long time. But then that journey took me to an interesting place because eventually I ran across this machine that was supposed to remove negative conditioning. And I was already sort of operating differently than other coaches, and I sort of came to realize this after really not too long. I realized that there were some people that were just kind of helping talking to people. There were other people that were helping them with their goals. Well, I was literally hearing the negative stuff that was in people's heads. So I would give them things like affirmations, visual, and I just got really frustrated. I felt like I was pulling teeth. Here I would, it'd be like 3 months later, and my clients would barely be making any progress. I'm like, this just, so I just kept looking for a faster way. I had a hard time charging people what everybody else was charging on that machine, but for my clients who I was not doing the machine, removing the negative stuff, which for all intents and purposes was not as valuable, I was able to charge them more. So it wasn't about the money or what I thought I was worth or anything like that. What I realized it was that I felt bad doing things effortlessly. that took other people a long time to do, and why would people pay me for that? So as soon as I got that, I was like, oh my gosh, it's okay for me to do things effortlessly, which of course had been all over my letterhead the entire time. And literally that night in my journal, I received this recipe for how to go in and wipe out all the negative conditioning, fears, trauma, whatever it is, that we've acquired in this lifetime and in the other prior lives and things like that we may have brought with us. So basically any of that. And that was all really divinely given to me, but I still thought I was using the machine, and then one day I forgot to turn it on. So then I realized, oh my gosh, if I can do this, what else can I do? So now let me tell you the significance of that, because that's not such a simple task to say that I'm able to go in and with this process, that process I call quantum thought shifting, and erase all this past stuff that you've acquired in this lifetime. What I started doing was, as I worked with these clients, as I found that coaching was kind of, I don't know, again, felt like pulling teeth to me, a lot of work, and I'm all about effortless, I went through and I said, well, how do I know how much I'm helping people? And I really believe I received it divinely or intuitively, measure negativity. So all these clients I had coming to me, I was already doing that machine back then. I started measuring negativity. So I started measuring, and I started getting all these huge numbers. And then finally I'm like, what does this mean? Now, I measured my own negativity, and it was 78%. And I was like, 78%, 78%. So what I've realized, but I was soon to find out, that that was actually really, really good. But so imagine I'm here with this machine, hooked up to it constantly, and the way that it worked was like actually a physiological thing. It could interpret your negative thoughts and transform them supposedly, although I soon learned later that it was really limited by the frequency it operates at, but anyway. So I'm sitting here, and then I have these buddy coaches, and I had done all this stuff. So basically I'm hooked up to this thing like a good 12 hours a day at least while I was working, and other people might do it for maybe 15 minutes a month, okay? So after all that, my negativity was still 78%. And then I began measuring my clients, and what I found is that the average person has 97.4% of all your thoughts getting in your way. And I started to say 97.5 because it's actually gone up on the planet since I've been measuring this back in 2003. So we're getting worse. We're not getting any better. And I was shocked. And then I was even more shocked to find out that 96.4% of those, or almost all of them, are hidden in our subconscious. So then I'm like, no wonder it's so difficult for people to change. Because under most of the traditional methods that are out there today, they don't usually identify what's in your way and actually get rid of it. So like, let's say, affirmations and visualizations. I was hearing those negative thoughts in my client's head, but I was unable to get rid of them with the methods that I was using. Affirmations and visualizations, that type of thing, it overwrites a thing called a neural pathway. So let me explain that. And it gets kind of technical, but hang with me. When we learn something, anything, we learn by what's called association. Okay, so behind me, if you guys can see, let's see, back on my left, if you guys can see it. Let's get my arm in the video, if you're on the video. There's a door, okay, to my office. So when we're little, we learn that that's called a door. It might be called a wooden door. Let's say it was made of glass. It'd be called a glass door, a patio door. We learn all these things. And all those different deviations of it are called association, okay? And then we associate our senses along with that. So we learn about, taste, if we happen to taste the door. I don't know if I've ever done that, but oh boy, my son might. We learn about taste. We learn about the smell. We learn about our emotions about it, what it feels like, what it looks like, all these different into what that thing is called, okay? And it's going to have a fairly neutral emotion unless, let's say, that you came across a door, you shut your finger with the door, okay? So that's how we learn. And these things, hands right in these little videos, okay? So these things are grouped together into what's what I want to call a thought, simple. There's a thought, pain, they get stuck together. By a thing in your pathway is where all your habits are formed. It's what makes everything automatic. So as soon as it gets hooked together with an association, it's now automatic for you. You look at the door, and instead of somebody having to tell you, Pam, that's called a door, now you just automatically know it's called a door. So that's how that works. And those associations are our automatic habits, and they are housed in our subconscious. So the purpose of it is great. It's so that we effortlessly encounter these things that we have learned before, and instead of having to relearn them over and over again, we just know it. It's just in our subconscious. What happens, though, is if the information that goes in to that subconscious, into that neural pathway, that little cluster, is negative, now you have a negative habit that's automatically happening in your subconscious. And so once we get a bunch of those, like we have now, the 97.5% or 97.4, whatever, and the 96.4% that's in your subconscious, now we have all this stuff that's in there, and we've got all these negative habits, and the habits are literally running our life. So what will happen is we'll do something, and then we'll react, and we'll go, oh, why did I do that? Or, you know, this is New Year's time, right? We just came out of January, and everybody's got all these New Year's resolutions that they want to change. And then you'll go right back to whatever it is, the habit, or you break it or whatever. That's why I kind of don't really believe in New Year's resolutions. But it is a really fun time to start new things. But let's say that you blow it once or whatever. You're not going to eat chocolate anymore, which to me that's unheard of anyway because I like chocolate. But let's say that you're not going to eat chocolate anymore. And then you eat chocolate. You're like, oh, I can't believe it. I ate chocolate again. You know, or you're not going to get angry at your kids anymore. And all of a sudden you get angry at your kids or whatever. And then we get down on ourselves. What really happens is we've got all these automatic habits that are coming into play, and because they're subconscious, we just do them. So, you know, when you go to sit in a chair, you don't think about what are all the steps involved for me sitting in the chair. You just sit in the chair. It's subconscious. It's automatic. So, unfortunately, we've got a lot of this negativity and these patterns that run our life that are really automatic. And what I found was, I've done a lot of measurements now with people since I've been doing all this since 2003. So to give you an idea, I continued on with some other measurements. One of the things I measured was how much that was, like, okay, how big is the breadbasket? I know the proportion now, the percentage of thoughts that are negative, and let me define that for you. What I call negativity, it's not like you're a drag or you're a bummer or people hate being around you or anything like that. You might be one of the most pleasant people ever. But negativity is just something where I call it the lies we tell ourselves that we know they're lies. They are so limiting. And, you know, a really good idea that I give people or I've thought around this is like the idea that you have to work hard to make money. And, you know, it's funny because I'm on Facebook some and people will be out there and someone's like, you know, is it bad that I work 12 hours a day and we have all these conversations about it? And I'm like, to me, that's out of balance. Okay? And I've done that before, so I know what out of balance is. And I've paid the price for that. But, you know, it's interesting because, you know, the people are like, oh, you know, if you're really a master, then you work long, and finally I can't stand it. I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm a single mom. I have two kids. I've raised the kids by myself. I work 2 days a week, and I've already made six figures in this year, okay? So I'm sorry. You don't have to do it that way. You don't have to. And, you know, people, oh, you're the exception. No, I'm not. I'm just the person who decided how I wanted it to be and figured out how to do that. And that's part of why I do these. It's like, I want you guys to have this really cool life that I feel so grateful that I get to have. I'm going to cry, but usually I work on Monday and Tuesdays because that's when my kids go to their dads. And I've always been single, and that's kind of a long story with them, but I basically found out I was pregnant after I split up with her dad, let him come back for 2 months, done again, and found out I was pregnant again. So I did it all myself. I've had to support us. But yesterday he was sick, and so he's like, oh, okay, you can pick one of them. But anyway, and I picked him up, and I brought him home, and I was able to take him to school this morning, get back here, and get my work done. I like that I can do that. And you know that I'm to Orlando in a couple weeks for a conference, and I'm like, oh, I do it that way. And I feel like we're being trapped in this life that we're not meant to be trapped in, to see that you do not have to be trapped in that. So some people don't like my message, and they get a little bit offended because, you know what, if you're a healer and you've been doing the same thing for 30 years, and I measure the negativity that you're able to, and I've had to say to people, I'm really sorry. You know, that's my message. My message is it's taking us too long. At this pace, our planet will be done. We have to do things differently. So that's where what came in is this ability that I was given that's called thought shifting, or that I was told to call thought shifting. The quantum thought shifting removes it all. And then I have a process that's called thought shifting that removes it in pieces. So the way I work is that I have these programs that I take people through to remove the stuff that's in your way. And it starts at level one. And level one, I started it with the idea of not shifting you at all, but it really still does. It's still about 11% on average, which is still huge. And so that's what I'm finding is happening. I thought I wasn't doing anything. I thought I was just going to be teaching people to prepare you to be shifted, because it is a big change. If all of a sudden we start getting rid of stuff that's been with you your entire life, that all your habits are built on, that can be a big change. Yes, it's a freeing change, but it's a big change. So a lot of what I do is really I educate people about how to live in that space. So I have a lot of programs where I teach you over time. It's all just like this. It's on the phone. It's on the video. But it's really all just designed to help you live into that, basically, so that you can capitalize on the power that you really have. Because my feeling is that we all came here as a masterpiece. And, you know, there was this project where they took all the famous paintings, and they started taking all the touch-up paint off of them. And what they found is that some of those paintings look nothing like the original, because over the years, people had done a little dab here and a little dab there and a little dab here and a little dab there. And when they got rid of all those little dabs, it was like, wow, this doesn't even look like the same painting. And that's kind of how we are. We're this masterpiece, and we came here with all this incredible opportunity, and we've gotten what I call polluted by the planet, where we're not able to fulfill our purpose in the way that we're meant to. We're not able to have our life be the way that we want it to be. So I'm all about you living your life as the masterpiece that you're meant to be, but doing it quickly and effortlessly. I am not the kind of person where I'm going to give you a bunch of rituals just to give you something to do. It's not warm, fuzzy, kumbaya type of thing. That isn't how I work. It's all pretty practical. It's like, listen, if you want to transform your life, if you want to basically move into a higher place, if you want to expand what is possible for you and your power, then that's what I'm all about. It's about empowering you to really be who it is that you're meant to be and getting rid of this stuff that doesn't have to be in our way, and instead of it taking forever, doing it quickly so we can move on with our life. Because at a certain point, I was tasked with asking myself, I had this old teacher, and he said to me, Pam, if you think you're going to remove all the negativity that's on, you know, that people have, you know, that isn't going to happen. And he went into this blah, 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 blah diatribe about where we are on the planet and something about India and da-da-da, all this stuff. And I didn't know that this was my purpose then. And I went home that night and I felt like someone had pulled the rug right out from under me. And then I thought about it and I said, you know what, it's okay. What's happening is I just see a greater possibility than he does, and that's okay. I mean, I can't tell you how many things I've done. Like this level four that's the quantum thought shifting, it's really a recipe. I'm on version 39. I'm basically like a spiritual jack of all trades, okay? So if there's something out there worth doing, and if I know about it, I'm probably already doing it. All the different things, balancing chakras, all these different things that people do, I have it all integrated into this recipe. Well, I've done things and people will go, oh, you can't do that. You can't remove past karma. I'm like, already doing that. So, you know, it's funny. It's like, okay, maybe I would have bought that if you told me I couldn't do it before I did it, but I've already done it. So, you know, it's fascinating because I'll be told all the time, oh, you can't do that. Yes, you can. And it reminds me of remember when it was or who did it or whatever, but what I know is at a point in time we could never break the sudden. As soon as we did it, everybody started doing it. And I really believe as soon as people really start finding out possible to transform at this level, that basically don't limit them in the same way that they've been limiting themselves. And I hear it all the time. So, you know, it's an interesting time that we're in because we're really in the setup right now. There's a lot of people talk about 2012. There's a lot of who are going to be involved in helping this planet move into its next phase. And some of you are going to be the people that are here on this call right now listening in that are meant to go on and to not only do some of these things for yourself, but to help other people. So let me tell you kind of quickly how I work. And I asked some of my clients to come on, but I'll do that next time, to kind of tell you a little bit from their perspective. What I found was that was too great a change for people. Some people, it was actually an 8-month program, and at the end of the 8 months, they were still needing more. And unfortunately, when I do the shifting, unfortunately, this 96.4% I talked about in the subconscious, those negative thoughts come right out of your subconscious. So what happens is your conscious thoughts become more powerful. Now, I can tell you that all day long. You know, people talk about manifesting, the law of attraction. The stuff I'm talking about right now, all this negativity that's in our way, is the reason why if you go to use the law of attraction and you try to get it to work for you, you can't. It isn't because you necessarily don't know how to do it. It isn't because there's anything wrong with the idea of the law of attraction. There's not. It's actually a universal law. It's because you have this huge old opposing force working against you. So you have your little teeny bit of your conscious mind that's, you know, less than 4% focused on the things that you want, some of which is going to be negative, at least 1% of that are going to be the negative things that you notice, and that's there. Some people don't notice any because they're really out of touch with it. But it's there. You know, it's the gift that has been passed on to us for generations, basically. I'm going to put that, you know, I'll put that in quotes, the idea of it being a gift. So what happens is you've got all this stuff that's been passed on to you, and people didn't do it on purpose. Like, their parents conditioned them, and they operated out of their subconscious hidden negativity, so then they did it to their kid, then they did it to their kid, and on and on and on. That's exactly what happened until we are where we are right now. And so it doesn't matter if 4% of your conscious thought is focused on something, if 96.4% of your subconscious thoughts are working against you. The preponderance of your energy that's going out under the law of attraction is working against you. And this is why it takes so long, and sometimes it never happens, even when you're focusing on it. So I get kind of frustrated when I hear some of these people talking about, oh, yeah, you know, like, just do this, just focus your thoughts. It's more than just that. You got to get rid of the stuff that's in your way in one way or another. Because otherwise, it is continuing to work against you. And you know, I have to tell you, I mean, I happen to know that those people that are in movies like The Secret, they've done a lot of work. In fact, I actually worked with Jack Canfield. I shifted him quite a significant amount, not all the way, but a very significant amount, right before he did his first Success Principles and the movie The Secret. Okay, and so I know where his negativity is at. I know some of the other people in there, like Lisa Nichols and things like that, and the work that they've done. And they've done work. So we can never forget, and I think that we really do people a disservice not to say, hey, listen, it's more than just using this law. It's getting rid of the stuff that's in your way that's keeping you from using this law. It's really getting back to your true masterpiece, so then you can fully take advantage of everything that's happening in the universe. So anyways, I had this level 4 program. It was too much change for people, so I split it up and I went back to shifting at level 2. And what I do there is I remove a particular issue for you, and that's usually 25 to 50% of all your negativity. So to give you an idea, most of the systems I've measured out there remove less than 1% over decades. Okay, there are... I've done, and what happens is it's really two things. One is, the second thing that happens is because they're not, our subconscious is efficient. So what are you? So let's say that you've got, you know, you do manage to get rid of something. Well, it goes out there and finds more stuff like what's still in there, which is still a lot of stuff. That works out to 3.5 million negative thought clusters in your subconscious at any one point in time, running around in your head 24 hours a day, keeping your mind busy and holding you down, keeping your, I guess if you want to call it, your vibe low and dense and heavy, keeping you in fear. We actually right now have highest capacity in our frequency is fear. And fear just begets more fear. That's a whole other conversation. So we're like in this stuck. We're in this kind of this pit. And we have to get ourselves out of it. So what's really cool about the thought shifting is I'm able to facilitate removing enough stuff for you so that it really makes a difference, so that your subconscious cannot just attract it back faster than you're getting rid of it, okay? So at level 1, it's 11%, and it's basically preparing you to be able to really change. So it's not that it's something that's of my choosing. It's more like of your higher self's choosing, I guess is the way I want to put it. Level 2, you get to choose. That's 25 to 50%. Then I have a level 3 that goes back to about 15 to 20% again, depending upon the issue. And that really prepares you for a much greater change. And then level 4 removes it all with what's called quantum thought shifting. So that's basically the way that I work. But in all of that, the underlying foundation is the education, because you're really learning about what it takes to live to be in this space. You know, I can tell you all day long that your thoughts are going to be more powerful when you're operating more from your conscious than your subconscious, but until you experience it, you don't really know what I'm saying. So what will happen is I spread all these programs out over time. Like, I could easily deliver it all in one day, but I spread it out over time, and I do it remotely to give you a chance to kind of live with it and then experience it and then continue to uncover some of the changes that it's making for you. Because especially when so much of what's happening is subconscious, a lot of times there's things that go away that we don't even realize are issues. Like, for example, one of the greatest things that I loved that when I first got shifted back in, I think it was 2004, my kids were 2 and 3. And my nanny was having her 65th birthday. And I remember that day, I was like, oh, you know what? My nanny's having a birthday. I guess I ought to see what people want to drink. Now, what's funny about that, at least I had thought to get a cake, but what was funny about that was I was always a planner for parties. I would be planning that party for like a month. And, you know, and then I went around my house, and I was like, oh, you know what? These kid toys are in the way. I guess I should straighten up a little bit. Oh, it's okay. They know I have kids. And, like, all the stress of this party planning went away. And, you know, my ex-husband used to say, oh, I hate it when you have parties because you're so stressed. I'm like, I'm not stressed. What are you talking about? Well, I didn't even realize I was stressed until the stress was gone. And then once it was gone, I was like, wow, I used to be really stressed, and now I'm not. It was so cool. And, you know, then it's funny because I just didn't think of something like planning a party as being negative conditioning, but it was bringing on stress in my life. And I went on to, like, plan our block party for Christmas. I was probably the busiest person on the whole block. I planned our block party for Christmas. I had people over my house for Christmas, and I wasn't stressed. And I'm like, wow, this is cool. So, you know, now I have to make it a point when I'm having a party to go, oh, yeah, I'm having a party. I guess I better plan for that. But that stress level that was there has just never been here again. And it's, like, so nice because, you know, who would have thought that planning for parties was based in negativity? I would have never thought that. Okay? So we have so many things like that that very often we don't even notice we have those things until they're gone. And sometimes it takes a while for it to get uncovered, but I do want to say kind of a little comment about that. But other people around us can see it. This whole thing about the negativity and about it operating in our subconscious, this is one of the reasons why we'll say, well, how come everybody else can see it but we can't? This is why. There's a reason why everybody else can see it but we can't. So it's because it's hidden to us, okay? So if you're, I always tell people, and this is true, maybe some marriages have been repaired and I don't even know it. It's really the truth. If your spouse says to you, you know, you do blah, 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 or your partner or whatever, and you might want to be tempted to say, no, I don't. Stop for a second and just say, wait a minute, what if this might be true? Because so much of what we are doing is this automatic negative habit that we do not even know we're doing it. And, you know, another example that's kind of, I'll give you a couple of other examples because they're funny. It's kind of like, oh, let me tell you my smoked chicken story. I haven't used that one in a while. Okay, so I'm talking to this guy, and I told, and he's a foodie, okay, and I said today, and I had this, I was all excited because I had gotten this new pot that you can do like a smoker on the stove and everything. I know that probably sounds, so what do you mean you didn't know you could smoke a chicken? You can smoke anything. I mean, you go to restaurants, a lot of times there's smoked chicken. I go, you smoke chicken and ribs and whatever. He goes, well, somebody told me that you couldn't smoke a chicken, and so that it wouldn't smoke right or whatever, and I'm like, what are you talking about? And so I laughed because I said, all right, now how many people have you told that you can't smoke a chicken? And they believed you because you of, and you know, by the way, every time this guy sees smoked chicken now he laughs because smoked chicken was all around him, you know, at any on or anything like that. It never occurred to him, it never went in his head, it could be done. And that's what happens. We have this automatic idea from our environment around us or someone tells us or whatever, and we just think it's true. And you're going to see when I go through the questions tonight, invariably, what will happen is it will be something that started 0 to 3 years. It's something that's hidden to the person. It may just be some passing comment or some simple thing that you wouldn't even realize would start this whole avalanche of negativity. Because once that negativity is in the subconscious, Remember, it starts attracting more stuff just like itself. So the subconscious's idea is to create effortlessly for you. And it does a very good job of that. But the problem is, if there's garbage going in, then that's what you have coming out. So that's exactly the circumstance that we've got going on right now. So that's my smoked chicken story. And then I'll tell you another story. My daughter, Sydney, when she was like 2.5, she used to go, "All right, Mommy." And finally I was telling my boyfriend that I had at the time, I said, "Isn't that so cute how Sydney goes, 'All right'?" And he goes, "Well, Pam, you do that." And I said, "I do?" And he said, "Yeah, you do that, and your grandma does it too." And I was like, "Oh, my gosh." Because that's something that's benign, right? But it was passed on from generation to generation to generation, and I never even thought about it. Now, that's neutral, but that is exactly what happens, and it's exactly how these things get passed on, okay? So keeping that in mind, a lot, remember, the negativity or the lies we tell ourselves that we don't even know we're telling ourselves, and we don't even know they're lies. We find that we have a lot of those things. And a lot of times, what I'll challenge people in a lot of this education is not only how do you live in a space where your thoughts are all of a sudden way more powerful, where you think something and it actually happens, and then you're going, "Oh, wait, oh, my gosh, that's not what I wanted to create. I didn't realize that I was going to do that," okay? So how do you live in that space, and how do you recognize the beast for what it is when it's all around us, and say, "You know what, I don't want to buy into that." You know, and you can change that. So, you know, it's really interesting because as more and more people get shifted on this planet, the whole idea of marketing and everything is going to change. It's impossible to kind of pull the wool over my eyes. I see things for how they are. And I've been involved in politics. I'm an appointed official in my city. I did this little post on Facebook today, and it said, "Politics, politics, politics." Basically something that affects, like, how on earth did I get involved with this? But, you know, what's interesting is because I am involved with it, when I get into things, it's like I am this person because I'm so conscious and I have this negativity running the show for me. It's like I'm going around with this flashlight shining on all the little bugs that are in the corner that nobody else can see and going, "What? Can't you see that? Look at that. There's the bug." So, you know, when more of us do that, more of us become conscious, and that makes a huge difference, not only for us, but for the entire planet. Okay, so that's what I'm going to say about that. And then whoever JS is in the chat is saying, "My necklace glows. What is that stone?" Yeah, isn't that kind of cool? This is a moonstone, and I got it actually at a conference for What the Bleep back in 2005, and I love it. I got it because it was kind of neutral, but it's funny. There are times when it actually does glow, and I don't really know why, but I think it's kind of cool too, so thanks for noticing. Okay, so I'm going to start going through some of the questions that we have, and I use a couple computers, but I'm trying to get more efficient where I'm not totally taking my eyes off you anymore. I used to have to kind of turn around to a different computer. So I'm going to go through some of the questions now. I'm going to start answering the questions, and... Let me see. Okay, there we go. I'm trying to have like three windows here so I can see if there's anybody in the chat line. All right, so this person didn't put their phone number in, so I can't tell if you're on the line, but it's someone named Jill. So Jill, when I read your question, if you are in the tell who you are on the phone line. But if you're in the so Jill is, I'm not sure where Jill is, so sometimes, how'd you get through without telling me where you're from? You're from the United States. Maybe I changed that. You know what's funny? I have like zip code on there or something. I need to take that off because as this goes out to other countries, they're like, "Zip, zip, I don't want to do anything that's a zip file." And I'm like, "What? It's not a zip file. It's your zip code." But that's so like USA lingo, I think. Postal code is, I think, what a lot of other people call it. Okay, so this is Jill. And Jill is from, I'm not sure where you're from. Okay. For some reason, I think like, I don't know why. It reminds me of the Seattle area, but I'm not sure why. But anyway, I really don't know where you're at. I'm completely guessing. Okay, but Jill says, I'm an amazingly gifted entrepreneur. However, I've spent the last 7 years in an on-again, off-again woman who has control and intimacy issues. She breaks up with me every 2 weeks, then comes back and I take her back. She broke up with me again 2 weeks ago. It's hard to move on because in the back of my mind, I know she might pop back into my life and give me the old, I've changed, I love you, and I don't want to be like that, song and dance. Sorry, this must have been done on a Mac. Sometimes when it's on a Mac, it puts little extra characters in it and I have to interpret around the characters. I want a better life. I don't want to do this anymore. This dance with her is clogging my body, mind, heart, and soul. How can I finally get her know and move, let her go and move on from this? Okay, so I'm going to say, okay. So, you know, on the surface, someone might go, oh, we'll just say goodbye to you, right? But as what I've just explained, it's not really so simple about that. Okay, so I'm going to say this is negativity. It's a pattern that came in when you were 3 years old. And this is a little complicated because there are two aspects going on here, and I'm going to talk to you about both of them. But while they're a good candidate for the thought shifting, they might be something that ends up getting done separately. But let me just see here as I go through. Okay, so I'm seeing your mother, and your mother was kind of unfulfilled. I'm seeing her in an apron, and I'm seeing she's got, okay, I'm just going to tell you what I'm getting, and then we'll see how we can interpret it. What happens is I get the information, the energy, and then I have to try to interpret it like into English. Okay, so this is going to seem silly, but I see her in an apron, and she's got a shiny face, okay? Almost like it's a happy face on the surface, but it's not a really happy face, okay? And I'm not saying that she's not happy. I'm saying more like there is this undercurrent to her where she's happy and shiny and bubbly and everything like on this outside, and there's this whole other piece that nobody talks about, okay? And I think you're going to know exactly what I'm talking about. So other piece no one talks about. It's almost like if I don't see it, it doesn't happen, okay? That's exactly it. So she has this huge ability to sort of like block out reality. Okay? And you learned this from her. So what happened is when you're in a relationship, not just a relationship, by the way, this happens all over your life, but this relationship is what brought you to the question. When you're in a relationship, if you're in a business partnership, if you have somebody doing a service for you, like a gardener or whatever, it's almost like the blinders come on and you don't want to see it, okay? What happens is when you get out of it, you see it, and then you're like, oh my God, why did I do that? Like all the things I talked about earlier. But while you're in it, like pull down this blinder, pull down this shade, put on your little apron, put on your little happy face, and ignore it. You live in like bliss in a not a good way. Ignore it. We learn basically three ways this negativity. One of them is by modeling. So you really have model. And the other layer has to do with your confidence in yourself, okay? That's the way I want to put it. Your insecurity. In going it alone, okay? So there's this piece of you that's kind of like, I need someone. Now this came about, this is separate negativity. That's why I said this is kind of a layered, a multi-layered thing. Because this piece of feeling like you need someone, there is energy from your mom, but there's also energy from your dad. And I really am seeing that in some ways, I don't want to say that they coddled you. because that's not the right word. It's almost like they didn't let you grow, okay? So you kind of grew up feeling like that you needed something still. So again, kind of behavior that was modeled for you. But it wasn't out of meanness or anything. It was more out of, this is what it was really out of. Interesting. You were the distraction to keep them from focusing on each other somehow. So it's almost like they put all their attention on you. I hope this is all making sense to you. Now, the result of that, though, is that you grew up sort of feeling like, I need somebody. So whenever you're without somebody, it's like there's a big old void there, okay? And that is definitely negativity also. So let me see, in terms of clearing these things out, what is what? Because it's kind of like a dual-layered thing here. Now, first of all, let me give you your total negativity. So you have an idea. It's 98.2%. Okay, so you're a little bit above average, but I see that a lot on these calls because, you know, when you're 97.4% as a planet, there isn't much further to go anyway. So I'm seeing that. And then I'm going to look at these. I'm going to break these two issues down. Issue number one is 27.2 of that. And issue number two looks like the bigger issue is 39.3% of that. Okay, so my suggestion would be, in terms of being able to help you with this, is that I would definitely recommend the thought shifting level one and level two. And I'm going to, you know, I need to update that web page, but it's basically, I opened up another box. PamReglin.com/level 2, but I need to add the level 1 in there. And this is going to be, I went back, what I did is I did level 2, and then I found that people really needed the foundation of level 1, and I thought it was going to be training, but it turns out to also be shifting. So anyway, now you have to do level 1 before you can go into level 2, because it's like a foundation, and every level builds on the next level. But I haven't updated the web page. I've just been doing it by emails. So I need to do that because this is the last time I'm going to offer the special price on level one, kind of more like the introductory price, because I didn't know I was shifting as much as I am. Okay, so I'm actually doing more than I thought. So a lot of people will get a benefit just from level one. But I do feel that you would be best served at least going on to level two, because combined with these two issues is almost 60% negativity. So you might need to do level 2 for one of them, then level 2 for the other. What I would say is do level 1, do level 2 once for your most prevalent issue, and then let's see how you do with that, okay? And then you can decide if you want to go on from there. So it's PamReglin.com, and I promise this time I will definitely send the email out as soon as I update that web page, /level 2, okay, if you want to find out more about it. But that's what I would recommend for you, Jill, because I do have her, but I just see you like spinning your wheels like continually. The reason it's so difficult to get out of this pattern is because you have these two things going on at the same time. Okay, so I do hope that and I have a new system. So let me, oh no, miss these. Oh, yay, I stopped it. Okay. All right, let me take another one. That's kind of a long one because that was complicated, but that's okay. Let's see here. Okay, this one should be simple, actually. So I'm going to take it. And your name is Richard, and again, I have no clue where you're from. How does that happen? I thought I made like city required or something. Maybe I changed that. I don't know. Like I at least like to have a little teeny bit of a clue. It's going really slow. Wake up. There you go. Okay, so Richard, someplace in the USA. Okay, and is writing your email down, that way I can find you again. Okay, so can I really stop my negative thoughts forever? Yes and no. Let me explain to you how that works. So what happens is, yes, you can be shifted so that your negative nagging thoughts aren't there anymore. Yes, that can happen. However, recognize that we're swimming in a sea of negativity. So if you imagine you're swimming through the ocean and that thing is just like covered with pollution and you're hitting a can here and a bunch of old rotten food there and all this stuff that you're running into, okay? That's what happens. We're in the middle of that. So what I do is I give you tools, though, for how to deal with that, for how to reduce the impact of the planet's negativity on you so that you can go forth and do what it is that you came here to do. So basically that's how that works. That's why what I do, a lot of it is really training. You know, it's interesting. I can shift any number of people. It's unlimited. I could, like, shift the whole planet at one time. But the support piece is one where I'm actually going to be bringing on some trainers and things like that in this year to help me, because it really is a big change. And there really is a lot to getting these tools down so that you can basically survive in the muck, okay? So I hope that that helps give you an idea. So yes, that is possible, but with some caveats. Okay, this is Charlotte, and Charlotte is from Dripping Springs, Texas. I heard you guys are going to have some crazy weather there. Crazy, crazy. Okay, so okay. So Charlotte says, I need help with my money power. Ooh, I love money questions. I love money questions because I know how to help you be in your power around money, and I love that. I know that, and then I can help you with that. Oh, I'm going to cry. I feel really grateful to get to do that. Okay. All right. So I need help with my money power. I lost over $70,000 in the last 3 years trying to make money. I've listened to your Money Magnet CD and done the exercises for several months now, and I'm still being duped by people and programs I think will help me in my business. Help. Okay. So I'm going to talk two things about that. First of all, I'm going to talk to you about what money is, okay? Money is power. So if you think of when you don't have money, what's really happening is you are not in your power. So that masterpiece that I talked about, you know, when I tell people, it's funny, I run into all these like healers and everything all the time. Sometimes it makes me crazy. I can't stand the, oh, I don't really need money anyway. Yes, you do. Because if it's not in the hands of the good people, guess where it's at? It's on the other side. Yes, you do. In order for the money to shift, you need to be willing to take it, okay? So it drives me nuts. And I'll say, listen, if you're a healer and you're not making a substantial amount of money, high, five figures, six figures, you're not doing something right, able to help people as powerfully. That's just the bottom line, okay? So when you find that you, and you know, please understand when I say these things, I'm not judging you or criticizing you. I'm letting you know what I know about it so that you can go, oh, wait a minute. That's not how I want my life to be. I want to be in my power. That's not okay with me, all right? Which is truly easier said than done, but I'll tell you about that. So the first thing is to understand money is power. So if you're giving up your energy, if you're giving up your power, you're giving up your money. Okay? So you have to look at every place in your life. Now, you're sort of in a victim place about, and I'm not saying you're being a victim, but you're in a victim spot where you're being victimized, and you kind of have to get out of that. This is part of what I start teaching very much at level one, because if you're in that space, you cannot create as powerfully as you're meant to be, period. So now what the Money Magnet CD does, in case you guys don't know, is, and I'll tell you the website is the number 5, the numeral 5, money, M-O-N-E-Y, secrets.com. Someone took the five spelled out. It wasn't out there, but they heard me promoting it, and they took it, which kind of irritates me. But anyway, so the numeral 5moneysecrets.com are my free money videos, or if you're interested in that, because I know, Charlotte, you already have it. But if anyone else listening, moneymagnetcd.com is to get directly to the CD. Okay, now, what the CD does is it puts you in the vibe of money while you're listening to it. But if you've got negativity that's out there, that's dragging you down, that's in your subconscious, that's automatically creating something else, you still have that whole other pattern going on over here. So temporarily, you're in the vibration of money, but all the rest of the time, you're out of it, okay? And that's what I'm hearing is happening for you. When you see that you've got a pattern, you know for sure that that's negativity. So now let's get to that. Let's see. So, you know, the Money Magnet CD doesn't keep you from being duped. It doesn't get rid of that energy. It just keeps you in the vibration, the frequency, keeps you to be a match of money while you're listening to it. Now, one of the keys that I'll tell you about that is to be in your heart, okay? So I include that in the CD, but there's a reason. Because that really is where you can sort of shortcut your quest to power, okay? So that is something I help you with on the CD. By the way, I've also come out with a book. I need to just email that to everybody who's already bought the CD. I would recommend the book also because it does kind of take you through systematically. It's like a home study that takes you through systematically to help you use the CD most effectively. So I'll put that down too as something that could help you. I think all I have to do is like send a new cover or something for the... some minor thing I need to do to get that thing out. I've been talking about that for a while. I need to do that. Okay. So the key is to be in your heart, okay? Then there's these other resources that I have for you, the Be a Money Magnet book that will help you also, especially when you already have the CD because it's kind of it's based on that. But there's some other things in there, information that I expanded on a little bit past the CD. Okay. Now, let's talk about the negativity. Because there's negativity in here. Okay. The pattern of the negativity. You're 2 years old. Okay. See what I mean? It's like zero. You're going to see 0 to 3, 0 to 3, 0 to 3. It's crazy how much stuff we acquire. I didn't mention that. By the time we're 5, we have 61% of our adult thoughts already, and already a third of them, more than a million of those clusters, are already negative. It's just horrendous amount that we're exposed to. It's crazy. Okay, 2 years old, negativity. This comes from your dad. Okay, now this issue of being duped is about trusting yourself, okay? Feeling you can trust yourself. So what I'm seeing is... your dad, and it's in relationship to you. It's not that he didn't trust you. But it's not really that he didn't trust himself. He didn't trust other people. That is that he really didn't trust himself to... I guess it is kind of that. He didn't really trust himself to be good at reading people. So he just didn't trust people. You saw that, but what you got out of it, so that's kind of his underlying negativity. See all these things that get passed on? But what you got out of it is people can't be trusted. Now, this goes into more of your life than just money, once again. But let me kind of explain to you how this plays out. So you've got this idea in your subconscious, people can't be trusted. It's in there. You're not aware of it. You're not conscious to it, except for when I say it, you probably know it when I say this to you. When you reflect on that, you'll kind of start seeing it if you don't see it already. Okay. So people can't be trusted. Well, let me see if you're on the phone, by the way. Just noticed you put a phone number in there. Okay. See you. Okay, so you've got this idea that people can't be trusted. It's in your subconscious that's hidden to you, but it's creating that for you. So what happens is your subconscious, through this thing called the reticular activating system, some of you may have heard about that, goes out and starts attracting circumstances for you that say, hey, let's prove to Charlotte that people can't be trusted. So you attract someone here to prove to you that the person can't be trusted. You attract someone over there to prove to you that the person can't be trusted. That's what happens. Okay? So you start attracting all these circumstances. This is why. One of the things that you can really do to identify, do you have negativity operating in your life, is look and see if you've got a pattern. If you've got a pattern of the same thing happening over and over, you know that there's negativity there. Okay? So let's look at your total negativity. 98.4%. So again, above average, but the average is so high. La di da di da. Okay, this issue, it's 51%. Okay, so this is really high. So I'm going to be honest with you. You can do level 1 thought shifting, and you can do level 2, but you probably eventually need to do level 4 to clear this all. Because what happens is the more of it you get, the earlier that it came. Now, there tends to be a correlation. The earlier that it comes, there tends to be, not always, but more negativity wrapped up in the issue, because it's like a snowball. Once it's there, it starts attracting more and more and more stuff like that, okay? But the greater the amount that you have, especially when it gets to be more than half of all your negativity, that you start having little fingers and toes everywhere. The mind's like a big old spider web, and it's all connected. So sometimes the most effective thing, well, really always the most effective thing, is to get shifted at level 4, the quantum thought shifting that removes it all. But sometimes that just isn't what you're ready for or what's feasible for you, okay? So that's why I really like, you know, I'm grateful now that I have this process you can go through that's level 1. You can see what you like about it. Level 2, you can kind of move at your own pace a little bit more. You can go directly into it, or you can, you know, take a break in between. You know, I have clients that do that too. Clients I shifted at level 2 like last year that just came back for the level 3, you know, or another level 2 or whatever. You can repeat level. You don't ever have to repeat level 1 because level 2 is of your choice. You can repeat it. Like a couple, up to a couple times, then you go to level 3 and level 4. Okay, so I would recommend that eventually you're going to want to look at level 4, though. Okay, so again, it's pamreglin.com/level2, but don't buy that because I need to update it for level 1 and the new pricing and the old pricing. And so I'll actually send an email when I do that. Okay, that's what I would look at for you. I really think that go ahead and kind of start slowly with it, especially because you've been duped so many times, so my gosh, can you trust me? You know, really ought to be a question that's in your head. So start out slow, okay? And then just see for you the difference that you see, and then you can move on. All right, so I hope that that helps. But also, you know, you can start really slow with that 30-day action guide on the Money Magnet CD also. You'll see some changes from that also, but this negativity that's underneath it is kind of just, the reason that you're having such a hard time with this is because it is so much negativity, okay? It's so much of who you are. And it's, again, if you go and think about it in these areas of where people can't be trusted, it's not going to be just around the money area, I guarantee you. Okay, so, I answered your questions. Some people, if you're not on the call, you don't know I answered your question. Sorry, this computer's old, so I have two computers and... Uh-oh. Let me just move forward and backwards here. Okay, so let's see. Here we go. Okay, I'm going to take this one. Funny, I was going the other way, but this one spoke to me, and so I'm taking this one. This is a person named Dennis. Dennis is in Las Vegas. I knew I had the city on there somewhere. Not sure people have like a tickle in my nose. Okay, so okay. So Dennis says, I've struggled with anxiety and depression obsessive thinking, holding on to the past. I want to break free and achieve my goals. I've done meditation, Amenisa's Bill Harris's Center Point program. I'm going to talk about that in a second. Counseling. I feel like a breakthrough financially, being my own boss would be a snowball effect of positivity and helping me feel better about myself and being a parent and free up time to allow me to do the things I want to do and try. Thanks. Okay. So, session, holding on to the past. Okay. So I've already kind of explained why we hold on to the past. It is this repetition of the subconscious stuff over and over. So I'm not going to talk about that so much. But I do want to talk about, so I use these questions to kind of talk about general things and then your specific question also. But I do want to talk a little bit about anxiety and depression because they go hand in hand and, you know, I don't know if you're taking anything for it, but fully two-thirds of the people that come to me are on something and I start to get really ticked off about that because the doctors just really don't know what to do, so they put you on a medicine. One of my friends went on those medicines and I was like, I told her, don't go on it. She's like, you know, I said it has all these side effects, and I actually take people off of depression and anxiety medicine. I work with people that have addictions also. I can get rid of heroin withdrawals and stuff like that. Well, I've seen them operate just like heroin. I mean, the withdrawal is really bad, and they'll say it's not physically addictive, but that's all BS, blah, 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 to get you to take their medicine. So, but what is that really, anxiety and depression? A lot of times what it is we have these emotions and we have these feelings and we are not expressing them. And many times it's worse for men than it is for women because men in our society are not allowed to be the one who expresses your feelings. I mean, if you start talking about your feelings, you know, we think there's something wrong with you or you're gay or whatever, not that there's something wrong with you if you are, but we have these ideas that it's not okay for men to express their feelings. So it's hard enough for women to do it, to really express your feelings. Yeah, you can sort of talk at the surface, but don't be really telling us how you feel, okay? But men, it's even more difficult. So what happens is, if you think of like a volcano, all that stuff just sits under the surface and it builds up and it gets, you know, more and more and more difficult and stuff down, and pretty soon it is going to blow. And it's going to blow in one way or another. You might have an accident, you might have an illness, you might get depression, you might get anxiety, you might get panic attacks. Okay, now, this goes along with the obsessive thinking, because obsessive thinking is just a negative habit that you're repeating over and over and over again. So the more you get this habit of holding down your emotions, then you use it kind of as a coping mechanism, and it stuffs it in there more, and it creates more anxiety, and the more you stuff it, the worse it gets. Okay, and then you'll develop habits. Well, it sounds like one of your habits is obsessive thinking, but that happens again because the negativity is in there. It's swirling around over and over again. Okay, so this is all like really typical stuff. I talk about this in my addiction book, by the way. So I'm going to give you, it's called the number seven, Wise, W-H-Y-S, of addiction. So even though .com is where you can find it. So even though, so the seven, the numeral seven, Wise, W-H-Y-S of addiction.com. So even though you may not have an addiction, you kind of do have an addiction in a way. Okay? That's the dynamic that's going on. So the dynamic that happens for everyone with addiction, whether it's food or sex or computers or, or it is like, that's all it is. And eventually it gets worse and worse. Now, because of all, as I explained, with all this negativity that's in your subconscious, I won't talk any more about that. Meditation is no trouble. Bill Harris's Center Point, I actually have met Bill and measured his negativity. Let me tell you what the Holosync CDs in negativity chain, you've got a thought and you have an emotion as they're breaking that neural pathway apart. Now, they're not getting rid of the negative. They are kind of disconnecting them. So from that perspective, you can feel better. The problem is they just take so doggone long. There's like 13 levels, and they take forever. And I can tell you for a matter of fact, they'll never get rid of all your negativity because I've measured Bill's negativity, and he's done the whole thing, okay? And I've measured other people. I've had clients in my program, and because the thought shifting is kind of more complete, the thought shifting gets rid of the thought the emotion and the neural pathway all at once. It's the only thing that gets rid of that whole chain. Because it does that, most of the systems that are out there, I forgot to say that, work on one end of the chain. So like hypnosis, affirmations, visualizations, they're working on the thought end of the chain. Things like EFT, Sedona method, release method, things like that, they're working on the emotional end of the chain. Things like the healing codes, Holosync, they're working on the neural pathway part of the chain, that machine I was working with. But thought shifting is the only thing that I've ever run into on the planet, and I'm told by my higher-up guides that it is the only thing on the planet that gets rid of the whole entire thing. Okay, so that's one of the reasons why it's more powerful. Instead of having all these little pieces that are left over there, it's just like wiped it out. Okay, so Holosync isn't bad. It's just that it's only working on one piece and it's really slow. So some people do, you know, like they play the Holosync and they get relief from it. I personally like the number one Holosync. I think it's kind of relaxing. Bill gave it to me for free. I think I didn't have to pay for it. But, you know, I mean, it's like, you know, peaceful. It's water. It's chimes and stuff like that. So, you know, it's nice and peaceful and everything. I really like that. But as, in terms of effectiveness of getting rid of the negativity, it's not so effective. Okay? Again, you're going to get rid of, you're going to break apart these neural pathways, and you're going to attract them back almost as quickly as you break them apart with the Holosync. Okay, so this is one of the reasons why you've tried all these things, but you may not be noticing a huge benefit. Counseling can maybe help, maybe, depending on the person, help you identify the issue. But again, with 61% of your lifetime thoughts there by the time that you're 5, we don't remember a lot of stuff that happened to us early on. So counseling is really minimally effective in terms of really getting to the root cause, unless somebody's very intuitive about it, because you typically cannot articulate the thing that's really the cause. Adding on to that is the fact that before we're 5, everything is more stored as more of what I would call the idea of a thought than a thought before we're like 3, okay, before we really have language. So the emotion's there, but it's hard to put a thought along with it. A lot of times what will happen is I'll identify this negativity for you, and it's like once you hear the words, then you can connect it up with the emotions of these early things, and you go, oh, that's it. Like all of a sudden now you have words for that feeling that's been there that's maybe like this nagging thing that you could never put your finger on, okay? So anyway, that's why those things have been minimally effective. So let's look at what's really going on about achieving your goals. What you're really talking about is you're not achieving your goals. Okay. So this is what I'm feeling. This is 3 years old again. I'm literally seeing, like, your hands tied. Now, I'm not saying that somebody abused you and tied your hands. What I'm seeing is that you couldn't do anything, really. Like, you were, like, not overprotected, but over-controlled, okay? Your this keeps coming through in my head to tell you. Your hands were tied, okay? So what's happened is, as an adult, take risks or even try stuff. Really, like one of your parents is kind of made, kind of anal maybe on you. This is not as, now this is a different situation. That this is you getting an idea for your activity. Somebody tells us something, they might say, oh, you're so ugly, and then we internalize something. This is you internalized something. You made something up. Now, because adults don't, we make things different, you know, look differently. Like, for example, I looked at the 13-year-old boy, and when he was 3, everyone said, oh, you're just being a boy. Well, he took that to mean in a 3-year-old's mind that it's not okay to be a boy, they like the girls better than boys, all this stuff, when it didn't really mean that at all. Okay? So in a kid's mind, we look at things differently. So you internalized, and it's like you've never looked back to say, oh, my gosh, it felt like my hands were tied, but were they really tied? Okay. So I hope that makes sense. You really learned to think this about yourself by the way that you were treated. So now let's take it forward. I forgot I'm going to pick up my kids from their dad, so actually that's kind of good because they're not going to be busting through the door. So because you internalize this, what happens is as soon as you get close to doing anything, it's like it stops you. It's literally like your hands are tied, okay? And you don't take that next step, or you don't take that next action, or you don't take that next phone call, and it really makes you feel stuck. So this is definitely negativity. That's the good news. The good news is it's only negativity because we can do something about that. We have the means. But let's see how much it is. Okay, so you're at 98.7. You have a little bit more negativity than average. Okay, this issue is 57%. This is a huge issue for you. It, like, colors your whole entire life. I can see why you feel really trapped by it, okay? So I'm going to tell you the same advice as I told Charlotte, which is basically level one, level two, kind of do them in order, but you probably are going to end up needing to do level four, to be quite frank with you, to see your biggest result, to really get free of all of it, because it is so intertwined in who you are that, you know, that's kind of huge. But you may also read the book, if you can, you know, get to it, The Seven Whys of Addiction. Someone asked me to put that on audio. Maybe I will. Right now I haven't done that. It's actually easier to go from audio to writing, but anyway, whatever. I type fast. I talk fast too, I suppose. I think I type faster than I talk. So I would suggest looking at that. Okay, I think that is all I'm going to have a chance to answer for tonight in terms of the questions. Talk about the Egypt stuff. No, there's one more. Let me see if this one's quick. Yes, I am. I just took a big old long break at the holidays. So yes, I will for sure be doing that again. I just need to get it on the schedule. Okay. I'm doing it about once every 6 months now, but I'm definitely going to do it again. So don't worry. Don't worry. I will for sure do it. Okay. So let me talk. I'm going to talk about Egypt now. So let me explain to you a little bit what happens. I have what I call my, some people might call them guides or whatever. I call it my PALs. I affectionately call it Pam's PALs. It's because it's kind of a cute little acronym. Uh-oh. I'm trying to print it or something. That's not what I want to do. Okay. And I will allow, I call them, but I don't know that it's really them. Actually, I do. I do know that it's them. There's more than one. I have a lot of guys because of the work I'm doing. There's like all these people around me all the time. And anyway, I don't see them or luckily, but I do hear them and I am aware that they're there. Okay, so it was really important to talk to you about Egypt tonight, and then I'm going to do the healing that I promised you as well. That is the freebie that I do on these calls. So so as you, some of you may know, there's a huge uprest. I'm not going to take notes. I'm just going to talk. Egypt, portal for what's called dark energy. So let me explain that a little bit. On the two forces, there's like the dark force and the light force. It's kind of almost like Star Wars, you know, when there's the Darth Vader and whatever, and I'm not a big Star Wars fan, but I know that there's these two sides, and my son likes Star Wars. So it's basically kind of like that. There are these two sides. There's the dark and there's the light. And there are several different places on the planet where the dark energy comes through. And the Middle East is the largest portal for dark energy on the planet. So when something shifts in the Middle East, it shifts the entire planet. Okay? Now, what's interesting about this dark energy, it's like an opposing force. So we have the light. For, you know, for lack of a better term, let's call it the good side, okay? The light is more like the heaven on earth, the butterflies, the birds are singing, happiness, beautiful, green things, place we'd all want to live, okay? The dark is the, what's that show, Mad Max, you know, that Mel Gibson used to be in. It's horrible, it's ugly, it's desolate, okay? That's the dark. Now, we have these opposing forces happening on the planet, because one of the things I measure is actually how much dark influence we each individually have. Well, as a planet, we're 84% dark, which actually is pretty good considering how much negativity we have. Okay, the more negativity we have, the more the dark kind of takes over, because the less conscious we are, the more difficult it is for us to see through things. So people can pull the wool over our eyes, so to speak. So we become more and more unconscious, more and more asleep. Well, now we're starting to wake up. You hear people talk about that. Oh, we're waking up. Well, what does that really mean? What that really means is we're starting to go, hey, wait a minute, this is not okay with me. Right? So if you imagine like a sheet hanging from a line, this is the analogy I always use, and if you poke your hand through the sheet, it makes a lump. And the further you poke your hand, the bigger lump it makes. That's the dark energy running opposed on this planet. Well, now the light's coming in. It's starting to say, hey, wait a minute, and it's pushing. Let me get my hands in the place. It's pushing up against that hand that's been pushed out, the dark, and now it's creating chaos and friction. All right? So what we have right now is that pushback happening on the planet, and we've got stuff going on everywhere. We've got wars. We've got environmental disasters like the oil spill. We have tsunamis. We have earthquakes. We have all kinds of stuff because the whole earth is literally in chaos, and we're having this uprising. Okay? So Egypt, being in the middle of this dark area, this dark portal, is a place where if the equation shifts to a little, we literally have on this planet right now, if you've followed the Bible, I grew up that way, holy ruler Christian, although everything I do I would call more spiritual than religious now, but I grew up that way. And in the Protestant books there, and the Catholic also, because I also became Catholic, there is the Book of Revelation, where it talks about Armageddon, the battle between the dark and the light. And what I tell people is I really believe that that's here right now. I see it all the time. Okay, and trust me, with the work I do, oh my gosh, I could like write an entire book of crazy stories of things that I've seen that would make you go, whoa, I had no idea that could even happen. I won't even go into that on this call right now, but it's interesting. So what happens is we've got this pushback of this light against the dark now. When I learned about this portal thing, I have this blog, Planet Thought Shift blog. We're kind of revamping it, and I'll probably keep that one, or maybe I'll wrap it into my Pam Raglan's blog, I'm not sure. But the idea behind it was, hey, I've got all these people that are shifted. When you're shifted, you're more powerful. When events like this happen on the planet, we need your help. So I sort of enlisted these people on this blog to say, put an SOS and say, hey, let's go focus energy here, let's focus energy there. But then we've been redoing that blog for a year, so I haven't been very good about that. And I have too many blogs all over the place. So anyway, but that was the idea of it. Well, when I found out about this portal, I said, oh my gosh, the Middle East is a portal for dark energy. We need to send light there. And I'm not kidding. Like within a couple of days, I got a new private client to be shifted at level 4 all the way, the most transformational, from Saudi Arabia. Now, even one little speck of light in the dark and the room is no longer dark. So when I work with you and I shift you at level 4, what you want to call your vibe or your frequency raises dramatically. Think of it as capacity, your power. It raises dramatically, and I know that. So even one person over there creates a shift in the area. And interestingly, her job, her purpose here, because I also tell people your, sometimes we'll do that separately for people also. That's a private thing I do. But when I tell you your purpose, her purpose is about helping women in the Middle East specifically be more empowered. So anyway, she's this light thing over there, and I was like, whoa. I mean, it was, and you could feel it. Like, you could literally feel when I was working with her these energetic battles going on. So now let's fast forward to Egypt, okay? So what we have going on with Egypt is the planet is shifting, and it's like this little volcanic thing that's kind of gone now, and it's erupted in Egypt, which, interestingly enough, for whatever reason, has tended to be one of the most stable countries over there. I don't even know how that is now, the more that I learned about it. And it's also a source of these very interesting, old, energetic things called the pyramids that a lot of people, there's all kinds of controversy about who built them and how they were built and all that kind of stuff, and I won't even go into any of that now. But what's happening with Egypt, and it's so significant, is it's an opportunity to, in a much bigger scale, shift the balance from the dark to the light. And just like that one client over there that had the little teeny, teeny drop of light in this huge, profuse area of darkness, Egypt is then like this shining light in this area that's full of darkness. So that's kind of the setup. Now I want to see if there's anything. Sometimes I just let my pals talk directly, and I have a sense that there is something else that they want to say. Okay, what they want to say is this: do not be afraid. The chaos that seems to be happening on the planet is really more like a reorganization. It's kind of like you're cleaning up your room or a drawer, and you pull everything out of the drawer in order to put it all back into its place. So do not be afraid. It's not something that we should fear. We shouldn't fear for the people. We shouldn't feel badly for the people, because when we do that, we give them our energy. But what we should be doing is just sending compassion to the area, because that is the most powerful, that love energy is the most powerful thing that we can do. Okay, so they're letting me know. There are people that are on this call who for some reason have seen this as like the end times. You should not look at it that way. That's not beneficial to you. And in fact, that's getting in your way. Okay? That's bringing in more fear. Let me explain to you how that happens. The dark energy feeds on the fear like food. So when you're in fear, you bring in more of it. So they're saying, don't be afraid. The heart energy, if you guys have my money magnet CD, I have a heart meditation on there. It helps you be in your heart. That is very powerful, and it counteracts that kind of dark energy. So I thought it was sort of interesting. It ended up being included in that CD because it was like, in order to help you be more powerful and make more money, it's all a part of it, but it just kind of worked out that way. They also want to say that this is working out exactly as it's supposed to. It's an opportunity for everybody to kind of take stock of everything that's happening and to kind of step back and decide, what do you believe? So many people who might otherwise be quiet are being sort of encouraged to speak up because they're seeing the courage of the people that are in that area who are rising up and speaking up. And that courage is almost like rubbing off on not everybody, but a lot of people. Okay, so there's this huge significance. So now the wave happens where it's like a ripple. It's like you throw a pebble in the water and it ripples out and it ripples out and it ripples out and it just keeps rippling. So this change that's happening in Egypt that's trying to happen is the start of a ripple. It's the start of a very big ripple. Okay? It's the start of a very big shift on this planet. So it's hugely, hugely significant. And the more that this planet shifts and the less dark that we have and the more light that we have, the easier it is for every single person to shift. But ironically enough, it all starts with us because we individually make up the whole. So it's very much what Gandhi said, be the change. It is really about us being in a certain space and basically dealing with our own stuff, which then enables the planet to operate at a different level, which then supports everybody else, which then makes it easier for everybody else who's still wanting to change and it has. All right, so that's it. Okay, so now I want everyone to kind of close your eyes. I'll do the same. If you're driving, then please don't close your eyes. And okay, and I've sent a little healing to you. And some of you are going to feel that more profoundly than others. Because for some of you, the area that I worked in is going to have a greater effect than others. But basically, I gave you some kind of very protective energy to help you sort of have a little bit more clarity around what's going on in your life and to kind of give you a little buffer of protection to be able to begin making some changes in your life. So I hope that was useful to you. Thank you for joining me. I've been doing these calls about once a month, so I'm going to keep doing that. And I think we're trying to get them scheduled a little bit more in advance. That's usually me. I try to work around my schedule and my kids' schedule. But I appreciate you being with me. I hope that you found this useful, and I look forward to continuing to serve you in this way, and I hope that you'll join me again. Okay, everybody, have a great night. Bye.
This has been Pam Raglan. I want to thank you for joining me on this innovative series of calls. I hope you've learned something new and valuable that you can take away and pass on to your friends and family. If you'd like to ask me about your own situation or just listen in to learn more about what gets in your way, you can go to my website at www.askpamraglan.com. That's www and then the word ask, A-S-K, and then my name, Pam Ragland, which is P-A-M and then R-A-G-L-A-N-D.com. If you'd like to pass it on to your friends and family members, if they have questions or situations that they need help with, or they might just benefit from listening in, feel free to do that as well. If you'd like more information on thought shifting, you can go directly to my Level 2 program website, which is at www.pamraglan.com/level2. That's pamraglan.com/level, L-E-V-E-L, and then the number 2. So please tell your loved ones, friends, and family members about the call, and thanks again for joining me, and have a wonderful day.